September 19th, 2005, item number 88. Today's guests are Keith and Hemda from the Keith and the Girl podcast.
Podcast411.com. Listen different.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Rob, and this is the Podcast 411 podcast. Before we get into the interview with Keith and Hemda, a couple quick news and notes. First off, I want to let you know that this interview is going to be part one of two parts. The second part will not be in the feed. The second part, you'll need to go to the show notes. So you need to go to podcast411.com. You need to find the show notes and comments link under the Keith and the Girl logo. Click on that. That'll take you to the show notes. And in there, there's a link to part two, which is an additional 11 minutes of the interview. The first part is about 19 minutes of interview. The second part will be about 11 minutes of interview. And the second part, I need to warn you, is R-rated. So it's not G-rated like the normal show. That's why I broke that part of it off. So the majority of that material is not suitable for children. Rick over at FeedBurner sent me a message to let everyone know that FeedBurner now has a podcast, and that is starting today, Monday, September 19th. So go over to the FeedBurner website and sign up for the FeedBurner podcast, and Rick Clow is going to be hosting that podcast. So if you want to learn about using FeedBurner, he's going to be talking about how to use FeedBurner and some other features and new items coming out with FeedBurner services. So I recommend you check that out. As you know, I've been asking you to send in your stories about trying to explain podcasting or funny stories about podcasting. Here's one I got from 501c3cast, a podcast for nonprofits. It's from Corey, and here's his email. Rob, I know you've been asking for stories about questions/explanations about what podcasting is. I had to pass on this lame definition of podcasting that I got in a Best Buy flyer in the mail last month. Here's the text. Quote, podcasting, it's your turn to play DJ. Upload your playlists or other MP3 content to the web and let others dabble in your taste. Or download other podcasts and hear something new. Unquote. So maybe it's cool just to see it mentioned, but I wish they had researched and given a little better picture of the real deal. Corey. Well, Corey, thank you for that message, and he actually sent me a scanned copy of that. Yeah, it is pretty lame, and no, they don't understand what podcasting is, but hey, at least podcasting made it into the flyer, even if it is misrepresented. So, again, if anybody out there has funny stories, you want to leave me audio comments, please leave messages at 206-666-HELP, that's 4357, 206-666-4357. And let me know your funny stories about trying to explain podcasting or any stories and people trying to explain podcasting to you. Well, that's going to do it with the news and notes. We're going to go ahead now and get into the first part of our interview with Keith and the Girl. Here we go. Keith and Hemda, welcome to the show. And
Thanks, buddy. You. Thank you.
And I'll start you out with question number one, and you know what that is. And what was your first computer?
My friend, was the Sony SMC70. My dad, tell me if I'm lying, because tell me if he's lying. My dad said it cost $5,000.
No way, he's lying, I can tell you.
No, top-of-the-line computers have always cost $5,000. If you, pretty much all the way back.
No, your mother found it in a flea market. There's no way. There's no way.
It may have. I mean, top-of-the-line Sony Vaio today, fully loaded, will cost you $5,000. Top-of-the-line Mac will cost you $5,000.
So maybe. And it was the very first to have 3.5 diskettes. Okay. So that's it. That was the first computer. I remember, and you're doing everything in BASIC, but I wouldn't take the time to learn anything.
The only program I ever learned was how to do that, where the computer just really quickly counts from 1 until 100. Mm-hmm. It's just on the screen, and you hit run, and then you try to stop it at 100. It's going to keep going, but you try to stop it at 100, and that's the game that me and my brothers would play.
That's a game.
Yeah.
Hemda's brothers are computer geniuses, and they made a fortune doing it. But
And I know how to make the computer count.
But other than that, yeah.
Until I worked for their company, I never even bothered on a computer. I mean, in like the new age of computers where there's email and everything.
Now, is it a company?
I never sent an email or anything.
Is it a company we'd know the name of?
They sold it. Mailbits.com, Grab.com, and then those were the two main .coms that they had. And then with that, they had a bunch of fun pages that I can't list.
So they were part of the Silicon Alley group in New York.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. You can say. Yeah. Part of the I Retire Young companies.
Part of the, oh, Mr. Rogers is dead and he gave so much to us, all the great Mr. Rogers. Send this to all your friends. They really cared about Mr. Rogers.
But
they made a fortune, so who wins? Not Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, let me tell you something, Mr. Keith Malley, who always judges the company. That chair that you're sitting on, they gave that to me. The desk that we use, the computer that I first used before we merged our computers together, I got that as a bonus from the company for, quote, doing such a great job.
I'm not going to judge them. Only Jesus will judge them.
What got you guys into podcasting? What was the first podcast you heard?
Say how we got into it.
Well, months before we started, Keith's brother, Mark, is also a computer genius. He's the one that merged my computer and his computer together. And then eventually that broke, and then he created a computer for us.
Right.
He put it together with parts. He's incredible. Anyway, so he found out about podcasting way before us, and he told Keith that he should do something about it because Keith is pursuing comedy. Keith ignored him. Then my brother, my older brother, Andrew, brought it up. Keith wasn't sure what to do with it, and I was pushing him to use it as some kind of medium to...
And we're not thinking like a regular radio show per se at all. I'm thinking like maybe at Shite.com I'll put, you know, the latest stand-up thing, and that'll make you want to, you know, see me do something live more.
And I was thinking, you know, even if he doesn't, because he's got all this material, but he uses it in different ways. Some he writes down and he makes books. Some he, you know, does stand-up and makes CDs and DVDs. And I thought, he could maybe read. The first book is available online, The Great American Novel. So I thought, you know, for people who don't want to read, people like Keith Malley, he can read different chapters and make that a podcast, because it is quite the experience, I think, to hear Keith tell the stories. You know, and it's like, it's funny reading it, and I think it would add another dynamic for him to read it to you.
So
I was pushing for that. I think at that point he decided that he was going to do some kind of pod show, but then...
I said, why don't we both do a radio show?
And I was actually really not into it.
Really?
So how did he convince you?
Well, no, I was... The thing is, it's not that I wasn't into doing something with you and doing something. I'm not a comedian, and, you know, I hold back more than you. Not anymore, really, but, you know, I was afraid...
Oh, yeah, you hold back so much.
I know.
Thank you.
Well, in the beginning, we actually sat down and I said, you know, I don't want to hold you back because I actually don't want to talk about my vagina and our day. And, you know, I can be funny to a point and I can take, you know, things to the extent of possibly, you know, more than other girlfriends, but not as much as Keith. Like, he's more crass than me until we started doing the show. And more, I just started, you know, having diarrhea of the mouth. And
you got to keep testing these girlfriends, too, by the way, Rob.
I would say, lately, you've been ranting more than Keith has.
I know. Yeah, I really have. I really like it. You know, I'm really glad that I'm doing it. And I was really, this is so cheesy. He's my boyfriend, but I was honored that he even said, you know, I want to do it with you, because... If I'm pursuing anything in the arts, it's singing. But this is awesome. We have a great time doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, honestly, sometimes it's like work because we do it every day, and you know, we have so much stuff going on. Sometimes, so does everybody, you know, in their daily life. But this is cool. I lose track of what I'm saying, and then I just go, "There you go."
I don't think my movie computer story made any sense, so we're even.
Okay, good. I wasn't really listening.
Now, are you guys listening to many podcasts now?
I do, to hear what's out there. I would definitely hear everything in the beginning, and then, you know, who didn't like us, who liked us. In the beginning, I was reading all the message boards and stuff like that.
I only like listening to who doesn't like us.
Right. I honestly don't really follow any show regularly, but I definitely know. I know who I like. I know who's... I don't know.
I like Regan Fox.
But you don't really hear the show.
Fox in the City. Well, because my problem is when I'm at the computer, first of all, our iPod wasn't working for a while, and then this new iRiver I didn't know how to use, and now I'm using it. And then if I'm at the computer, I want to hear the show, but I can't concentrate on typing with listening to people or music at the same time. I just can't do it. But now that the iRiver is working again, I think I'm going to start listening to Fox in the City.
But I definitely, and
that's my number one thing, Fox in the City.
And when I say I only catch things every so often, say they only do a show once or twice a week. So I guess I do, you know, follow these shows all the time.
I forget that people only do one, you know, shows once in a while.
Very few people that do an hour every day like you guys do.
It's work. You got to look at it sometimes like it's work. You know, if you hate it, then you can't do it. But it is. It's a job. It's like, you know, we started this diet thing. It's a job. You have to make yourself do it, and then, you know, you're still going to like it. But no matter what,
we're like that gay couple. We do way too many things together. It's I don't know what. The only thing we don't do together is drink. You know, but I'll still go out to the bar with him. I'll just be the only one not drinking. So, and I think it works out really well because we don't have to decide who's the designated driver. There's always a designated driver.
But you were asking, the first podcast was yours. And I think you had some on a website where it said, you know, this, your mic goes into the mixer. This goes into the, some basic, but some, no offense, so stupid. And that's what I needed. Some that just said, this goes here, this goes here. You know, I don't get it. It took me how many months just now to find the right cord to go from my cable box to the mixer.
Did you find it now?
Yeah.
Good job.
It has to be a single RCA thing into a quarter inch thing. And, you know, I'm buying the stereo adapter.
And he goes to the store like that.
Five times to go to the store.
I need a thing that goes into the 8-inch that goes into the thing.
I do a show. Don't you know about shows? That's what I need.
But he's so much more technically advanced than me. So I can't really make fun of him. And yet I do.
So anyways, yours was the first show.
Well, thank you. Explain what your show is about to the listeners.
I explain it as where we live in New York and we're two clowns. We do clowning for a living and we're pursuing, you know, some kind of thing in the arts. And we basically talk to each other and we talk about any and everything, including our relationship, our jobs and our sex life. And really, it's just normal conversations. But for some reason, people find it interesting.
Well, you have a very good New York slant on it, too.
And what's people, that?
Your show has a New York attitude to it.
What are you talking about? Fuck you.
Coming up in the future on your show, anything that you have planned special, anything different?
I guess we're going to the podcast expo.
Yeah.
Should we say that?
Okay, cool.
And we're planning on having a retarded party.
Well, I look forward to meeting you guys. I'll be there.
Oh, you'll be there? Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, we're hoping that some fans will come. We can meet them and meet other people doing podcasts and just kind of get into the expo just to see what they're talking about.
But we'll see. We'll see more about other public things. But
The thing is, we don't have anything. We don't really plan the new things in our show because what we're doing is planning other things that that kind of have to involve the show. Let me explain.
Please. I'm lost too, folks.
He's going to have another stand-up show. So we're going to be, you know, putting that together, and then we get to meet fans. We did a play together. We got to meet a couple of fans. And then with meeting a fan, we put the fan on the show, and we, you know, kind of did that together. So things like that. I mean, I might be going on tour. That's the new thing. So it's more with the stuff that we talk about that's going to be new rather than what we're doing new in the show.
Now, coming up next week, you have a poker tournament.
Correct.
You want to give a little information on that?
Nah, I'm good. We started doing Full Tilt Poker is the site we like now, fulltiltpoker.com. If you go to keithandthegirl.com under extra shite, you can click on the Full Tilt link, download that. They were nice enough. We've already given away over $1,800. Now we're playing for real money, but such little money that it's going to be $10 buy-in, and I think it's going to be fun. That's really it. We started doing it, you know, for attention to the site, but I don't know. Our listeners are real cool, and it's a lot of fun. Even when I get kicked out of poker early, and I do, just to be in a stupid little chat room watching what's going on, it is surprisingly fun. We're actually doing it for real money for the first time, $10 this next Friday, 23rd, I believe.
Yeah, what time? I don't know. At 8 o'clock?
8 p.m.
8 p.m.
But everything's, right. Everything's always at keithandthegirl.com.
Yeah, under extra shite, that's always changing.
Yeah, it was fun talking to Phil Gordon when I interviewed him.
You know what? I heard that one. And I was surprised. I was surprised by two things. A, how, I don't know, just I knew him from Celebrity Poker. And I was surprised, you know, that.
I was surprised that I liked watching Celebrity Poker. Seriously.
Right.
Like, you're watching people play cards.
Yeah.
That's not even fun when they're in front of you. You're like antsy. And when you're out at a card game, you start getting bored. It's only interesting when you're playing, but this was actually pretty interesting.
I would think, like, you know, Dave Foley would be, you know, he's the personality, and Phil Gordon would be like the news guy. But then, you know, you hear his podcast, and he is an awesome personality, and he's interesting. And I didn't know he was so in computers and stuff, and he was interesting to hear. And we would love to have him. We're trying to get him to be part of this upcoming poker tournament. And how cool would it be that whether you win or lose, right. You were just playing Phil Gordon for $10. So we'll see.
On the hardware side, what are you guys doing hardware and software-wise to create your show?
We press record.
We record the show with Audacity. I don't know how those people make any money, but they put it out there for free. Don't ask for money, and that's very nice of them. And once in a while, you know, I find out later that on the show maybe a word was skipped. But in general, it's great. It's simple to use. If you don't know what you're doing, do you use Audacity? Or did I heard about Audacity from you months ago, 6 months ago, let's say?
I use it part of the time, but mostly what I'm using is GarageBand. I use Audacity when the files get too large or an interview is too large to fit in GarageBand. Then I do my initial edit in Audacity, and then I do my final edit in GarageBand.
So we use microphones, we use a regular mixer. We use the Samsung MDR-624, and we plug our mics into the mixer, headphones into a separate headphone, whatever, plug that into, everything goes into the mixer, then that goes into the computer, in, out, vice versa. That's really it. We use Audacity, just figured out Skype, and that's it.
What are you guys doing to promote your show outside of podcasting?
I do weird things. He does normal things. I rode the train into Manhattan today, and I will see people with iPods, and if they're in my reach, I will give them a card of ours, which has an iPod and our logo on it, so it makes sense for them to look at.
I will push a stranger on the ground and yell, KeithandTheGirl.com did that.
So I'll make friends on the train. I'll put cards in weird places. Like one time I was in this purse and wallet store, and I started putting cards in the wallets.
And it was some fancy store too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so everybody thinks like, they must have worked out some deal.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then I went to, you know, one of my favorite stores, Urban Outfitters, and they're like the opposite of fancy probably. And I put it in there too. Any wallet I see, anywhere I could stick it where I know it'll stay there for a while. I just
How many cards did we buy? 2,000?
2,000.
They went very fast.
Yeah, we're almost out.
We're pretty liberal with them. Cool. But other than that, I don't know.
You post things online, right?
Right. And then, like, well, you know, now we're having more guests that are comedians, guests that have their websites, you know. And so, you know, through that it spreads. But I guess that's kind of through the show, like you were saying. But other than that, I don't know.
We also have a stencil that we're going to be using pretty soon of the Keith and the Girl logo, and we're going to be spray painting sidewalks.
But instead of calling it spray painting sidewalks, apparently they call it guerrilla marketing, and that's okay. That's legal.
I don't know what else. I feel like we do other things, but no.
Now, word of mouth has been incredible, to say.
Okay. You guys don't have any sponsorship. Are you looking to do sponsorship on your show?
We're not looking, but we'll take it.
We will take it. We have no problem. We have no problem with, you know, somebody, if you don't pay for the show in the future, you know, you have to sit through a minute commercial. I have no problem with that. You know, we'll make it, you know, fun in a certain way. No, we really think, like, you're born with so many gifts. We are the worst at promoting ourselves. We are the worst. I've always been the worst at trying to sell a CD, trying to sell a book. I wrote a book that I put on the internet. It did real well. Now I have two books that I want to sell, you know, for real. Not self-publish them, really, in a store. So I can't picture having the books in my hand and being in front of a real publisher and going, well, here, do you want to look at this? And their first question will be, why should I pick up your book? I don't know.
Did you read it? Read it.
We all can write things. I don't know. I'm just a person.
And that's the
I'm the worst.
The thing is, I'm the worst too. I can't sell, you know, my voice. I just feel like, you know, if you want me to sing, I'll sing for you right now. Right. And then you decide if you want to use me or not. I can't stand here and go, I'm the greatest thing that you've ever heard and blah, blah, blah. So we're very bad at selling ourselves.
Yeah, I don't know what were your influences. I don't know.
Yeah.
So the people talking.
It's really cheesy questions and whatnot. So I think what's happening in our world all around is we just expect people to find us. We just expect somebody to one day go, and here's your contract.
Right.
But we do have, you know, my brother helps us out a little, and this girl, Stephanie, is she's being really cool. She's trying to get things for us. I think if we had an intern or something or some kind of backing, it would go smoother. But right now, we only focus on getting the art part of it out.
So we have, that brings up the point that we have spots open for an internship. Right now, the college credit thing, that's your call. That's on your side.
What advice would you like to offer to people looking at doing a podcast?
No. Don't. No. There's so many other things you can do. You know, I mean, think about it. There's not enough TV and radio. Relax. Everybody's not that important. In this new world, everybody has to have a voice. Relax. We'll take it from here.
Just send Keith and the girl your emails, and they'll read them on the air and rant for you.
That's right. And you don't have to fight with your girlfriend on microphones. We'll do it.
I had advice, but I lost it.
Don't listen to Keith.
No, I think the only advice, if you're doing a show that, you know, I can only say a show like us, a show where you're talking, a show that might have a little balls to it, is you're going to get your, and you hear this, you not only hear this in podcasts all the time, if not 99% of the time, you see it on regular radio and you see it on TV, is that you're going to get negative feedback right away. If you are honestly yourself and this is how you feel, don't back down. You'll be backing down and apologizing forever. Well, if let's say, and I don't want to immediately say Howard Stern, because, you know, who doesn't, you know, want to compare themselves to them, him that's in radio. But you take a Howard Stern and he does something wrong, and you take, I don't know, any celebrity, you know, that's, you know, fake, and they did something wrong. The one that, you know, is fake has to keep apologizing all the time. Whereas Howard Stern can just go, yeah, I said that. I did that.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
how
I mean?
I feel. Yeah, it's just how I feel. That's what I said. And people can't really argue with that. It's not your opinion that I'm deciding for you. It's just there.
Right. Don't fake apologize or you're going to be doing it forever. That's my only point.
My advice is, if you're going to really do a talk show, don't go, oh, that was stupid, or don't like, or edit that out. You know what I mean? We're not into editing, but you can't just have your whole show going, what do we talk about now? Or hold on a second, I got to go pee. Just do it. People are listening. You know, they're looking for things to listen. I think that's why podcasting is great. You know,
I know a CEO that listens to 40 podcasts regularly.
he might come across yours, make it interesting. Or you know what? At least think that it's interesting and don't go, what do I say now? Think about what you say now before you say it.
I look forward to your next show. Keith Hemda, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Well, folks, that concludes our interview with Keith and Hemda from Keith and the Girl podcast. Please check out their show at keithandthegirl.com. It's a very good show. You really enjoy it. As I also mentioned, that was part one. Part two you can find in our show notes at podcast411.com. So please go over to podcast411.com and check out the link for the show notes, and you can download the second part of the interview there. And as I mentioned earlier, that second part is R-rated, so it's not for children. Coming up at the end of today's show, we're going to play a promo from the Commodore 64 Takeaway, the C64 Takeaway. Very geeky, very good podcast. I think you'll enjoy the promo. Stick around for that. On our next show, it's going to be this coming Saturday. We're going to skip Wednesday because I'm going to be in transit and moving this week, and just everything's crazy, and I don't even have internet access, it looks like, now on Wednesday. The next interview this coming Saturday is with Tara and Walter from the Canine Cast, so come back on Saturday and you'll hear that one. Wish me luck on the move, folks. That's it for me today. I'm out of here. This is Rob from Podcast 411. As always, reminding you to listen different.
Visitor, stay a while. Stay forever.
If you owned a Commodore 64, then what you just heard should give you an instant flashback to those late-night gaming sessions back in the 80s. And so should this tune from 1985. It's Rob Hubbard's Crazy Comets. Did you know that people have been busy remixing the old tunes? To whet your appetite, here's a bit from Mackie's Glider Rider. Want more? No problem. Tune in to the C64 Takeaway podcast and join host Jan Lund Thompson as he brings you the best Commodore 64 remixes from independent artists and publishers. Plus, album previews, news, anecdotes, and classic Commodore tunes. To subscribe, visit the show website at www.slayradio.org/podcast. That's www.slayradio.org/podcast. or search for C64 on the iTunes podcast directory.
Destroying in my robot.
Game over.